Okay, 40 things that'll make you feel old if you're over 40. How about this one? Back to the Future. The future in Back to the Future 2 is already in the past. Yep. It was 2 years ago. Because Back to the Future Part 2 took place in 2015. It was 30 years after the original Back to the Future, which took place in 1985, or which was made in 1985. So, Back to the Future 2. Remember, everybody was having a conniption about the fact that in the movie Back to the Future Part 2, the Cubs win the World Series in 2015, and everybody was talking about that in 2015. They got knocked out by the Mets, but that was what everybody in the postseason. Everybody was like, "Oh man, Back to the Future Part 2 predicted it." Mick Jagger, everybody, or you want to feel old again? Mick Jagger is a great grandfather and a father again within the past 3 years. So he's got like a 2-year-old kid, and he's a great grandfather. Wow. Okay, how about this? Pac-Man is old enough to run for president. The yellow guy turned 37. This 37? Pac-Man is 37 years old? Wow. So 1980, Pac-Man was invented? I remember it being really popular like when I was in high school. So yeah, that makes sense. 82, 83, it really took off. The Karate Kid qualifies for senior discounts now. Did you know this, Esmeralda?
What's his name?
Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio. He doesn't look it, though.
He turned 55 last year.
He does not look 55.
He can get the senior discount at Kohl's now. Yeah, you know what? He's on the deuce, Esmeralda.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even know. I'm watching it, and there's Ralph Ma. I'm like, is it Ralph Ma? And you're right. You're absolutely right. He looks like he's 26 years old. He looks exactly, the same. And he plays like a sort of a sleazy cop on the Deuce. Well, everything about the Deuce is sleazy. That is a show I watched yesterday morning. It's on Sunday night, so I watch it on Monday mornings. After every episode of the Deuce, I have an urge that I must take a long hot shower. Because it's so, so sleazy. I mean, accurate, and it's a terrific show, but man, oh man, it's like, God, yeah. the subject matter, the time period and when it takes place, the stuff that people are doing. Like it's a great show. I don't want to sound like it's a terrible show because it's great. But when it's over, it's like, man, oh, man. Shower and a glass of milk right now. I need something wholesome. So I need some milk and a shower after watching The Deuce. And I'll tell you something. Esmeralda, did you see Secretary with Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Spader?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you think what Maggie Gyllenhaal did in that movie was sort of pushing the envelope and kinky, the stuff she does in The Deuce is ridiculous. Like, I can't even, like, it's as far as an actress can go. I mean, it seriously makes Secretary, look like Finding Nemo. Seriously. It's a good show, though, man, but you'll want to shower afterwards. The Deuce. How about this? Baby Jessica, she has kids of her own. She's out of the spotlight, and she's got two children.
She's the one that fell down the well?
Yep.
Okay.
Keep those kids away from a well. You remember the episode of What's Up With That? When they had Abby Elliott come out as Baby Jessica all grown up, but they wheeled her out in a well, and she's dancing in the well during What's Up With That?
Vaguely.
Oh, man. So, All of the stuff that was really funny on SNL this past week, it's all online. I was just tooling around online, and I highly recommend checking out some of the stuff that they did. One of the things that I thought was absolutely brilliant was a thing called Papyrus, where it's kind of a short film, you know, bit where Ryan Gosling plays a guy who is completely obsessed with the fact that the logo for the movie Avatar is just simply papyrus. It's a font, and he is obsessed with the graphic designer who designed it. It's really funny. It's called Papyrus. Look it up. All right, we got a break here. The news is coming up in 6 seconds. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., and Steve Grzanich follows this with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It is 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Hannah requested Monkey Swallows the Universe with Bloodline. Okay. So there it is. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we're talking about 40 things that make you feel old if you're over 40. And then I would love to hear from you guys. When was one of the first times that you ever felt old? Give me an example about when you was like, oh, man, I'm getting old. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. Send your text or call us. When was you can think back to when was the first time when you felt old? 312-981-7200. I feel old every time I turn on MTV. I immediately feel like I'm 3,000 years old. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I think everyone does.
Unless you're 15.
Yeah, unless you're like, once you hit 23, I think after that you're like, oh, who are these people?
But I'm still watching the 90s House, though. I love the first episode. Dan, are you familiar with the 90s House?
I did. I was flipping around and I saw that it was on, but I had no clue, so I just kept flipping.
It's a reality show where they put these knuckleheads who are like in their 20s in a house. They take away all their modern stuff, their phones and everything, and the only computer that they have is an iMac that's got a landline with a modem, and everything is 90s. Like, they have to wear 90s fashion. They have to do 90s things. All the electronic equipment they have in the house is all from the 90s, and there's a 90s challenge for every episode, and then someone gets booted. It is ridiculous.
And I'm assuming they were all born, like, 99.
They're in their 20s. Some of them are being 20. Some of them are in their 20s. I think just one is in his early 30s.
See, that's not fair because they're still, they're on the cusp. So they might remember some of the stuff.
Most of them, though, I think are in their early 20s and were like, what is this? You know, because they were, like, baffled by the iMac. They just were like, well, I have no idea.
Seen that early 30s guy, they have an inkling of it.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's not fair.
they have an advantage?
Right. I would want to watch just all of these dum-dums not know how to do anything.
Right. It's funny, though. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's aimed at a much younger audience than me. A 52-year-old man should not be watching the 90s House.
Right. They want people to just be in awe.
Yeah.
Of, you know, a landline.
It's ridiculous. You ever see those videos where kids react to, like, old toys?
I saw one where, and I don't know if this was real, but it was some guy filming his kids, and he gave them cassette tapes.
Right.
And they're asking, where's the batteries
right,
go?
Right.
I was just like, really?
They did one where they gave each kid, you know, and these are, you know, young kids, they gave them a Walkman. And they were like, what is this? And they had no idea what to do with it. They had no idea what it was, and it was just a Walkman.
It's just crazy to think because when I was a kid, I mean, I knew what a vinyl was.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could figure out what an 8-track was.
Yeah,
and like Betamax and all that stuff. Like, I didn't grow up with
right. I will say this, though, Esmeralda, you got to admit it. Technology's moving a lot faster now than it ever
has. It is,
been.
Yeah, because no one has Walkmans.
No.
Or cassette tapes, really. Like, no one's like, I still keep these around.
I still have my Discman.
Mine's probably rolling around in my parents' basement.
It's in my desk at home. I'm not kidding. It's in one of the drawers of my desk at home. My disc man. They should have those on the show. They should do something with the disc men on the 90s house.
Right, and you have to carry. I used to carry a little backpack purse just full
just
of
for CDs.
CDs.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. All right. When was the first time you felt old? 312-981-7200. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How's it going, buddy?
All right.
You know, it's going to suck. I can't come to Halloween tonight. I would love to be there and see that. I've never seen it on the big screen.
Yeah.
I've only seen it on VHS and on, in fact, I own it on DVD.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be amazing. And like I said, I just found out, like a couple of days ago that we're going to have that Carpenter interview before the movie, which I just am so excited about.
Oh, you're just going to be beside yourself.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my God! This is sound. One day I will make it out to one of your screens.
Yeah,
I'll
man.
Have to take a vacation day and come out for it. Yeah. It sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it's always good. Like, it's always a good time. Love to have you out there.
Yeah, but I was telling Dan. Okay, I always feel old when I look at my kids. I got three kids. I have a 15-year-old. I got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. I think you met the 10-year-old at Phantasm. She came and interrupted our conversation.
Yes.
She has grown exponentially since then.
Mm-hmm.
She's practically looking me in the face, and my son, who is 12, looks me right in the eye. I'm 5'6".
Right.
My son looks me right in the eye, and he's 178 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to when I was his age, I was only 80 pounds, and I was the smallest kid in my class. I mean, as a freshman in high school, I wrestled in high school. I was 98 pounds on the wrestling team.
Wow.
So my son is like twice my size, you know. And, yes, tallness is in my family. My father was 6'1", and his youngest brother was 6'4".
Mm.
It skipped the generation with me.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Patrick. I'm only 5'8", you know, so I know where
right.
You're...
Yeah, we're right about the same.
Yeah.
You know? But the first time I really felt old was when I heard Metallica being played on the classic rock station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, yep, it's happening.
And, no, that's a weird thing because, you know, like when you start hearing music that you listened to, you know, when you were, like, younger on the oldie station, that's when you're like, okay.
Right.
So.
Or better yet, you see those. Okay, have you seen pictures of Tom Araya from Slayer lately?
No, I haven't.
We call him the Satanic Santa Claus because he's got this humongous white beard.
Okay.
And it's just, you look at that and you remember back to, like, Hell Awaits and Rain and Blood.
Right.
This, you know, and then you see him now, he's got a gut, he's got this, seriously, he's got like this giant, enormous white beard and these gray streaks in his hair.
Yeah.
And it's just, okay, yep.
That's what happens, man. That's what happens. All right, Patrick, thanks, right, man. Got to run.
No problem.
All right, buddy, take care. There you go, 312-981-7200. Yeah, we all get guts. Okay. So it all starts to fall apart after around 45. I'll just, yeah, man, I got a gut right now. I don't care. I'm an old fat bastard. All right, we got some texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Here's a quick one that's going to make you feel old. Disney World turns 50 in a couple of years. I remember going there. The first time I went to Disney World, I've only been to Disney World once. First time I went to Disney World was 1972. It was only open a year, and we drove. It was like 150 degrees in the car. It was my dad's Torino, my dad's Grand Torino. We drove down to Florida to go to Walt Disney World. It was only open for a year at that time. Now you go down there's Epcot, all the crazy stuff. It's a Small World. I remember that. Wanted to kill myself halfway through that ride. I remember loving the Haunted Mansion. I thought the Haunted Mansion was the coolest thing ever. You ever been to Disney World, Dan?
Yes, maybe 10. I was 12, so I don't remember much.
Mm. Do you remember Haunted Mansion?
I think we skipped out on Haunted Mansion.
Oh, okay. How about you, Esmeralda? You ever been to Disney World?
No, just Disneyland.
Yeah, I've been to Disneyland, too. I like Disneyland better. It's older and weirder, but I like it better.
I was really young.
But Disney World, the Haunted Mansion is cool because you go into a Haunted Mansion. Well, I love horror stuff. So you go into a Haunted Mansion, then you're on the ride, and the coolest part of it, and I'm sure you guys know about this. You guys know what happens at the end of the ride?
Mm-mm.
There's a drop or something?
No, no. Well, they've got a different thing now that's like a haunted elevator that drops, and then David S. Pumpkins comes out. At the end of the ride, you're in like a little, like a car thing, and you pass a mirror. Okay, and when you look in the mirror as you pass by, there's a ghost sitting next to you. So, like, there's no ghost in. I mean, obviously, you're in the car, you know. But as you fling by, you look in the mirror, and there's a ghost sitting next to you. It was the coolest thing ever, man. It was the coolest. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, and we got traffic, and then more things that'll make you feel old. Welcome back, everybody. Morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Hannah requesting Monkey Swallows the Universe with Sheffield Shanty. I don't understand any of that that just came out of my mouth. you ever hear of them, Dan?
First time.
Yeah. Okay. Two for Tuesday, man. Hey, we're talking about things that make you feel old. I got 40 things that'll make you feel old if you're over 40, and I got some texts coming in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, 312-981-7200. 815 area code, I feel old when I remember putting dimes in my penny loafers just in case of a phone call. Wow, yeah. 781 said, when someone thought I was the mom of some teenagers that were near me. Oh, boy. 773 area code says, I felt old the first time a teenager called me sir. Um, 815 area code says, the first time I felt old was when I turned on the local evening news and the anchor woman was a girl I used to babysit. Wow, there's something. Hey, did you know that I used to work at the Jewels, Dan, with Rafer Weigel?
I do remember you mentioning that one.
Yeah.
Time. I think he's back in town.
He is. He's back in town. He's doing, is he doing sports? Or no, he's anchoring, right?
Yeah, I didn't see. I just saw that he was back.
He's back, yeah. He used to work in the produce department. I was dairy. He was produce. We were like right next to each other.
Was it like a Jets and the Sharks type thing? Or was it
yeah.
Friendly?
We rumbled. Me and Rafer rumbled. Yeah, the old Jewel on Southport, which is not the Jewel on Southport that you have now. Have you been in that Jewel, Dan?
I have never been in it since the remodel.
I mean, having worked there for 11 years, I walked in when the reopened. What? What? There's like an indoor garage. It's like two floors. Crazy. Because that was one of the smallest Jewels in the city when I worked there. The Addison and Southport, I think there was only 12 aisles. And that was it. And you walk in there now, it's a, you know, it's a plexus.
Only the best for JoJo.
That's right, JoJo. Hey, JoJo calls for improvements. JoJo can't be walking around someplace with only 12 aisles. JoJo needs space.
I like to think that JoJo is like the rising tide. He just rises all boats. People rise to the occasion. Like, they didn't plan on doing all that. And then JoJo came along and they're like, you know, we got to up our game.
You know, I get to look at JoJo every day. He's on my coffee table. The JoJo bobblehead that the Jewel Corporation sent me. It's right next to my little Dana DiLorenzo figurine. all right, we were talking about stuff that makes you feel old. Here's Doug on WGN. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you, Nick?
All right.
Yeah, I got a new work vehicle this year, and I come with Wi-Fi, and I had my son download some of my music, and he said, hey, Dad, who's Three Dog Night?
Oh! Oh, man. Wow. You know what? If you weren't around in the early to mid-70s, you probably don't know how big Three Dog Night was.
Well, once he heard it, he says, I like that.
Yeah, good, man. Good. Yeah, that'll make you feel old, man. That will definitely make you feel old. All right, Doug, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
See ya. There you go. "Hey, Dad, who's Three Dog Night?" They were only like one of the biggest bands ever in the 70s. I told you that we played with Three Dog Night once, right?
You were their drummer, right?
Yeah, I played drums with them. Did you know that, Esmeralda?
In that bar?
Ginger's.
Right.
Yeah. And they came in, and I was like, you know, because the guy who was a regular there knew them. I guess it had opened for them or something. And he invited them to come because this guy, Stuart, he used to play every Sunday night at Ginger's Ale House. And we would play with him sometimes. I would play drums. And I used to sing every Sunday night at Ginger's. I used to sing the Dennis Leary song, A-Hole. It became my signature song. Like, people would recognize me at the bleachers at Wrigley Field and call me A-Hole. Because I did the song every Sunday night at Ginger's. So, anyway, we were there one night, and he goes, and Stuart goes, "Hey, Three Dog Night might stop by tonight. And me and Oaken, our heads are going to explode." I'm like, "What? Three Dog Night?" Very excited about Three Dog Night. "Oh, my God, I might get to play drums with Three Dog Night." And it was two of the three dogs. Chuck Negron was not there. So two of the three dogs come in, and they come in. And I'm like, "Oh, man, God, this is going to be so great. We could play. They're going to play One. They're going to play Eli's Coming. Oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest. This is going to be unbelievable. They're going to play Liar. Ugh." And we're like, "Hey, what song are you going to play? One?" And they're like, no. "Out in the Country? Are you going to play Out in the Country?" "No, because that's too much like work. We just want to have some fun tonight." And then they played like Beatles covers. And I'm like, "Come on, man." My friends and I were so angry. Oaken and I were so mad. "God, you can't even play Out in the Country for me? Please? Little Eli's Coming? Come on, man. Celebrate? What the hell? Joy to the World? No, we're gonna play I Saw Her Standing There." "Oh, okay." "It's too much like work." All right. Anyway, I hate Three Dog Nights. No, I don't. I love them. All right, we got a break. I'm learning to fly. The good old days. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday. I knew we'd get, clearly, we would get requests. Five different people wanted to hear some Tom Petty on Two for Tuesday, Learning to Fly. That's a devastating loss to the world of rock and roll. Tom Petty, a legend. He was only 66 years old. And it's a huge, huge loss to the world of rock. And as I said earlier in the show, one of the most consistently great musical artists in rock and roll history. Whenever he released a record, you knew it was going to be good. Whenever you would go see him live, you knew the concert was going to be great. Just consistently great throughout his entire career. Whether he was solo or whether he was the Heartbreakers or whether, you know, he was with the Traveling Wilburys. And there's only two Wilburys left now, right? Dylan and Jeff Lynne. Right, Esmeralda? The other ones are, because it's Roy Orbison, he passed.
Mm-hmm. George Harrison.
George Harrison passed, and now Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So it just leaves Bob Dylan and Jeff Lynne, the only Orbisons left. Orbisons? The only Wilburys, not Orbisons. There was only one Orbison, and his name was Roy. But anyway, we'll hear another song by Tom Petty for Two for Tuesday, and that's just a tragic, tragic, tragic loss. Tom Petty was just great. He was just the king. You could rattle off his, Dan, I mean, how many, you know, I could rattle off songs for 20 minutes that were great, that were hits, that were awesome.
Yep. I mean, we're kind of just, each one of the texts had different songs in there, and they're all fantastic choices.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of the best rock and roll artists of all time, and he died way too young. He was only 66, and it's a huge, huge loss to the world of music. Just, you know. All right. Oh, that's nice and depressing. All right. Hey, you want to feel old? Let's feel old. Demi Moore could be a golden girl.
Really?
Demi Moore is around the same age that Blanche Devereaux was in the first seasons of Golden Girls.
And good for Demi.
She's 54.
She's looking good.
Yeah, she's, please.
Just like Blanche Devereaux.
Which one is Blanche Devereaux?
She's the she was the one. She's the Southern one.
It's not going to help me.
The one?
The actress.
Oh, I don't know.
Who, you don't know the actress who played her?
No.
Well, it's not Bea Arthur?
No.
Betty White?
No.
Estelle Getty?
No.
Rue McClanahan?
Yes.
Oh!
Really?
I don't know!
She's the woman. She had the Southern accent.
I never watched Golden Girls on a regular basis.
That doesn't. What? It's not like she would use the accent on and off.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember her more from Maude when she was on with Bea Arthur on Maude.
Right.
She was her best friend.
She did not have a Southern accent.
She did not have a Southern accent on that show. School bus driver Bill says, I felt old when I found out that people I worked with were born in the 80s. I was born in 1953. Well, the people I work with were born in the 80s.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, 83.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, 81. Vic was born in the 70s, so I don't feel...
Vic was born in 1989. He's younger than all of us.
Gov, I'm 47. I feel so old. I can't remember when I first felt old because I'm old, and that's old. Thank you, Gov. Crazy Dominic says, I felt old when I had a doctor's appointment. He told me it was time to get a colonoscopy. That's a fun piece of news. 773 area code said, I felt old when I was a restaurant manager and I started interviewing kids who were born the year I graduated from high school. And that was over 15 years ago. But one of my friends used to say that he started to feel old and a little bit creepy
mm-hmm.
when he would get a Playboy and look at the stats. And the centerfold was younger than he was.
And much younger.
Yeah, much
I'm
younger.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, when you're a kid and you're sneaking a look at the Playboy,
Yeah. The
girls are old. They're so old. They're much older.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look and you go, man, she was born 3 years before me or 3 years after me.
Yeah.
And then, now I'm 52. I look at a centerfold. They were born in 2000. No, not 2000. They would have, because that would make them 17. So they would.
So 1999. Yeah.
Yeah.
I take comfort in the fact that most people don't think that I'm as old as I am. And there's a lot of people who are in their 20s who look 10 years older than them. And I'm like, good luck.
No, you do not look like...
Good luck being 10 years older.
How old is someone who's 34?
Mm-hmm.
You do not look 34.
Someone once told me I could have been in high school. I'm like, oh, that's too much.
No, you definitely don't look like you're 34. You look a lot younger than 34. Not a lot. You look
All
like
right.
you're in your 20s. You look like you're
All
in your
right,
20s.
Nick.
I'm not kidding. You look like you're in your 20s.
Yeah. No, it's, that's the one comfort I have.
Yeah.
When I see like 20 somethings, I'm like, you look old.
It's happened to me when I would go to Wrigley Field and get beer, mm-hmm. A couple, 3-4 years ago, they have to card you. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Right.
I can't tell you the number of times that people would look at my ID and see that I was born in 1965 and they'd go, what? Cause I don't look like I'm 52. I look younger than 52.
Yeah.
My dad is 76. He looks like he's in his 60s.
Mm.
My mom is in her 70s. She looks like she's like in her late 50s, early 60s. It runs in the family.
Mm.
Dan looks like he's young too. Dan, you ever get carded?
I'm so old. I don't really buy booze anymore.
Yeah. Well, welcome to my world. All right. 847 area code says, I felt old when I got called ma'am instead of miss by the bagger at the Jewels.
No, I've gotten the ma'am. And I'm like,
have you gotten ma'am?
Yeah. I'm like, uh-huh.
I've gotten sir, but that's not the same.
Yeah.
Because, so you
sir
can say.
Sir and mister are very much. That's
yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Although I will say that I interviewed the actress who played Bullet on The Killing. Bex Taylor Klaus. You know who she is?
Mm-mm.
Bex Taylor Klaus, tremendous young actress. She's a kid. She's like 19 maybe now. She's on the Scream TV series on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Arrow. She played one of the characters on Arrow.
Mm.
But she had a run on the. Do you remember the show The Killing?
Yeah.
She was on season 3 of The Killing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that one.
And she played Bullet, and it's one of my favorite performances ever. Like, she's amazing in it. Amazing. And well beyond her years, because she was probably 16
mm-hmm.
when that was on. And I had her on the show because I sought her out because she blew me away. Like, this actress, remarkably talented. I think mm-hmm. she should be doing more. She's not working as much as she should because she's an incredibly talented actress. It's much like how people felt when they saw Millie Bobby Brown last year in Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
It was that
mm-hmm.
kind of a, like, look at this little girl. Oh, my God, is she talented. So that's how I felt about this girl. She's 15, 16 years old. So I had her on the show. She kept calling me sir during the interview. She kept calling me sir. But here's the thing. She's from the South. So that's
yeah.
that's the that, – and I, at first I was like – I felt like I was really creepy and old. And I'm, yeah. like, interviewing this girl, and she kept calling me sir, and then I'm like, oh, that's right, she's from the South, so that's...
Yeah, because there's that, too, a lot of, you know, Southerners.
Yeah.
They get instilled, you have to call everyone ma'am.
Yep, ma'am and sir. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't, you know, I did feel old while I was talking to her.
Right, well, yeah, just in general.
Yeah. How about this? There, you have seen four different James Bonds, if you're 40. Seen four different James Bonds. So that would be Craig,
mm-hmm.
Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan,
mm-hmm.
Timothy Dalton,
mm-hmm.
and...
That blonde-haired guy.
What blonde-haired guy?
Isn't there a blonde-haired one?
Daniel Craig.
No. Like
early?
Yeah.
No, Roger Moore.
That's who I'm thinking of. Isn't he blonde?
Yeah, I mean, it's lighter hair, but he's not blonde.
Ash.
Yeah. Because it was Sean Connery, George Lazenby... for one movie, which many people consider is the best Bond movie ever made.
Mm.
It's called On Her Majesty's Secret Service. You've never seen it. It's really good. And then Roger Moore. He was the Bond of my childhood. Roger Moore was 70s. And then was it Timothy Dalton? Yes, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan,
mm-hmm.
and Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
So I've seen more than four Bonds. I've seen them all. That's how old I am. How about this? Yeah, you have seen four different James Bonds and five different Batmans.
Yeah, I've seen all the Batmans.
Going back, well, yeah.
He was 89, right?
Yeah, the original, yeah. I mean, you could also count Adam West because they made a movie in 1966 based on the series.
Yeah, I mean, I always knew he was Batman.
Who, Adam West?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, please. He's the king, he's Mayor Adam West. But Adam West is my favorite Batman of all of them. Because who else? Because it was Michael Keaton in the movies. You had Michael mm-hmm. Keaton. excuse me.
Oh
wow!
Val Kilmer.
Quite an effect on you.
Yeah. Val Kilmer. George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Affleck.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the five.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Thank you. What do I win?
Adam West was very Sherlock Holmes.
I love
Sherlock Holmesy.
Yeah, Adam West was just one of the coolest dudes ever, and we lost him this year too.
Mm.
But he was just one of the coolest, man, and he had such a great sense of humor about himself in everything that he did.
Yeah,
and he's the business yeah. for me. He's the quintessential Batman. He's the Batman of my youth. You know,
He doesn't need the fake abs.
No,
and nipples.
No, he doesn't. Clooney was the one with the nipples.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Didn't get that.
Boy, what a terrible movie.
No idea why.
Batman and Robin, what a terrible movie.
Wait, is that the one where they... No.
That's where there's a hockey team in the what's his face? Arnold Schwarzenegger turns
the
room into
an ice
rink, and then the evil hockey team comes out.
Okay. I vaguely remember that
one. Man. Ice to meet you! Because he had all those stupid puns.
Yeah, no. Oof.
I remember. I can't remember what Arnold movie it was because he had smart-ass remarks like every time he killed somebody.
Right.
You know, like he threw a knife and he stabbed a guy and he stuck to the wall and he goes, "Stick around." Remember when I told you I would kill you last? Yeah, I lied. So stupid. Okay. All right. Yeah. By the way, Thriller turns 35 this year.
Oh.
So. There you go. That makes you feel old, I think. All right. Wow. God, what a loss. What a loss. Tom Petty on 2 for Tuesday passed away. It's hard to believe he passed away yesterday, running down a dream. And it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing, everybody? We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And we're talking about feeling old. All right, how about this? From these 40 facts that will make you feel old if you're over 40 or you're 40. Luke Perry was on the cover of AARP magazine.
Oh, I saw that. He looks good, though.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, you take comfort in. Oh, well, they look really good still.
Yeah, how old is Dan? Can you look that up? How old is Luke? He's got to be over 50 if he's on the AARP cover.
Right.
I think it was for his 50th, but I'll double check.
I met him at Comic-Con at Wizard World, which at the same time was for some weird reason, Flashback and Wizard World were happening on the same weekend. And it was a madhouse. And Rosemont was filled with nerds. It was filled to the brim with nerds.
Oh, man.
So I went across the street and checked out Wizard World and Comic-Con. The only person I got a picture with was Luke Perry. It was funny, too. I love Luke Perry. I love him. I love him in Buffy. I love him in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's great. So anyway, the movie.
For a second, I was like, he wasn't in the show.
No, the movie. He was in the movie. So so anyway, he was in a movie that John McNaughton directed called Normal Life. John McNaughton is the director of Mad Dog and Glory and Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer and Wild Things. He lives here in Chicago. He's from Chicago. I know John. And I held a screening at my film club of Normal Life, which is Ashley Judd and Luke Perry, shot all around the neighborhoods near Rosemont. It's a true story shot here in Chicago about this couple that goes on a bank robbing spree. And Ashley Judd, one of her best performances ever. And Luke Perry rules in it. So
that's the movie I'm in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your voice is in it, right?
Yeah. Get the message on hold.
There's so many connections.
Yeah, she's in the her voice. Mary's in the movie. Her voice is in the movie.
No credits, though.
No. So, anyway, it's a great movie. You've seen it, obviously, Mary. If you're in it, you've seen it, right?
I have a copy.
She's great in it. Don't you think Ashley Judd is great in that movie?
It's a really good movie.
It's a terrific movie. So, anyway, I hosted a screening of it. I had McNaughton there. So afterwards, you know, we did a Q&A with the director, John McNaughton, and everything. And it turned out really great. We had a nice big crowd, you know, to come out and see it. I mean, the draw, obviously, was McNaughton was there, you know, because the movie bombed when it came out.
Oh.
Normal Life, it didn't do anything, even though it's great. So anyway, I walk up to Luke Perry, and I'm like, hey. And I go, hey, you're Luke Perry. No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
So I walk up and I go, I just want to let you know that I know John McNaughton, you know. And he's like, oh, I just saw John a couple of years ago, you know. And I'm like, yeah, he's great. And I said, I hosted a screening for Normal Life. And he looked at me like I was nuts. You know what I mean? Like,
like
what?
In your house for
yourself? Yeah, exactly. He goes, did anybody show up?
Oh, no.
And I said, yeah, we had a really nice crowd. It was a big crowd. They really loved the movie. And John was there and did a Q&A. He's like, man, that's unbelievable. He acted like it was the weirdest thing ever. Oh. Yeah, that's unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah. And then I took a picture with him. And he finished. So, all right, a couple of quick texts here before we get out of here. I'm a train engineer, and I'm talking to my coworkers as if they remember something, and then they tell me that they hadn't been born yet.
That's not an excuse.
No.
I hate when people use that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't have the internet? Come on.
You got Google? You ever hear of it? To feel old every time my kids correct me, I feel old when I call it Sears Tower or mention that the Sox play at Comiskey. I still call both of those things that.
Yeah, I mean, it's too long. The Sox,
what's the name of it? Coupon Village? What's the name of the guaranteed rate, right?
Oh, yeah, it's changed now, because I was going to say U.S. Cellular.
No, it's guaranteed rate. Anymore. It's Coupon Village or whatever the hell they call it.
The Sox play over there. That's all.
That's Sox Park. Just call it Sox Park.
Yeah.
Let's see. Will Smith is now the same age as Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Wow.
That's pretty sobering right there, I will say. Peter Indicator said, just the other day, a guy was delivering a new mattress. He noticed I had the Hallmark sub-channel Movies and Mysteries. He said, that's a very popular channel at the nursing homes.
Oh, no. It's because it's got a lot of Matlock on there.
Wait a minute. To top it off, I catch myself watching Murder, She Wrote, Matlock, and Diagnosis Murder marathons.
Is Diagnosis Murder even
Dick
a
Van
good
Dyke.
Show?
Dick, yeah, it's
it
awesome. Dick Van Dyke's, well, stupid, but Dick Van Dyke's on it. So.
All right.
Real quickly, the Simpsons are 30 years old. Marissa Tomei played Aunt May in a Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hottest Aunt May ever.
Right.
I'm just saying. It was funny when she was on Conan, when she did Conan's show, he's like, I demand a spinoff movie for Aunt May.
Just like of her life?
Yeah. Just like, I don't care.
Sounds pretty boring.
He's in love with Marissa Tomei, as everybody should be. But like I'm writing to the studios, I'm writing to Marvel, and I demand that you get your own Aunt May movie.
I just just want to know how Marvel would deal with it. Like, what? Well, I guess because, well, no, wait, but in Spider-Man City, there is no other superheroes, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is. I mean, the Avengers are part of the...
So I guess it would just be her life, and then, like, you just see other, like, Avengers, like,
yeah,
just flying
around in the back.
She's in high school, and, like...
It's like a Forrest Gump thing. She goes into the store, and it just so happens Captain America's buying coffee. Yeah.
I think we've got this thing written.
There you go.
Let's call Conan O'Brien right now and tell him we got it done.
We want some credit.
That's right. Let's see. Harry and Sally will celebrate their 30th anniversary. You're old enough to remember a time when hockey players didn't wear helmets. And also, here's insanity. Goalies also didn't wear face masks for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How many of them were just disfigured by hockey pucks?
Whoa. Hockey was crazy, man. It's still crazy, but...
I'm just wondering, were any of them like, hey, maybe I just something in front.
But you know, and then the Jason hockey mask, mm-hmm. that's no protection.
I mean,
like, they've got these big
cages. Even more.
Absolutely. You get hit in the face with a puck. That Jason's not going to save you.
With a plastic.
With Jason's
front.
Face.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're done. Are we done? Okay. See you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
It'll be Wild Card Wednesday. Kelly Leonard's going to join us, who is also part of the live podcast on Saturday.
Oh, exciting.
Cool. All right. We got a break here for the news, which is coming up.